God does not check your schedule. And by the way, neither does the devil. The devil doesn't look and see, would it be all right if I stopped by 3:30 Tuesday afternoon and visit you with depression, anxiety attack, panic attack, and shortness of breath? No, you got to stay in a place where you know how to breathe in the presence of God. You got to stay in a place where you are looking at the presence of God. One psalmist said, I lift my eyes to the hills. My help doesn't come from the north, the south, the east, or the west. My help comes from the Lord. Now, who does your help come from? Who does your help come from? And if God wants to reset your schedule, will you let him? If God wants to move, he's like, hey, I know all your other friends are over here doing this, that, and the other, but I got something different for you. God said, can we reschedule? I know you had all this stuff that you were going to do this year. Can we reschedule? I almost hear the Lord saying, let me make it up to you. I almost hear the Lord saying, I'm going to do exceeding abundantly above what you had on your schedule. I almost hear the Lord saying, let me get you ready for what I have scheduled. See, to really trust God, we can sing about that and quote about that, but to trust in the Lord with all your heart means that you have to move with him. You have to move with him. And life has come along this year and interrupted your rhythm. I know it. It sucks. I'm not saying you have to like it, but what are you going to do with it? He didn't promise you a schedule. He promised you a spirit. See, that's better. That's better. That's better. Because his spirit will give me the ability to step out if I need to step out, or to stay put if I need to stay put. So this is for you if you feel behind schedule. I should have more money in the bank by now. I should know more of the Bible by now. It does not matter what your schedule was. It matters what God spoke about you before you were born. Do you get it now? You can be 75 and 11 years into waiting. Abraham tried to have a baby with Hagar because he got tired of waiting for the schedule. I'm glad that the disciples waited for the Spirit. And whatever you're waiting for today, I just needed to make it clear as I can. I can't make it as clear as I saw it. I'd never be able to do that. But I just saw God saying, stop trying to schedule me. Like, build your schedule, but realize that some of the best things that I'm going to do in your life are not going to be on your schedule. Can anybody testify that one of the greatest blessings God gave you, the greatest blessings are unschedulable? And if you are so stuck on what you thought this stage of life or what you thought this day would be like, I'm telling you, you are going to miss the gift. Wait for the gift. I'm waiting for the gift. If that's your word, you can put it in the chat or you can just put it on a post. I'm waiting for the gift. I'm waiting for the gift, and I'm looking for the gift, and I'm looking for the call, and I can't schedule God's presence. I can't schedule God's presence and say, you should have done this then, and you should have done that there, and you need to give me details then. I'm sorry, you're not going to get all the details. God will tell you what to build, but he will not tell you when to move it. He wants you to depend on him. This is the most anointed word I've preached all year. Because God is resetting our schedules. And what we are calling interruptions are really invitations. Praise him for it. Praise him for it. Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. When he got to the house, the little girl was dead to the other people. She was sleeping to Jesus because he has his own schedule. Heaven has a schedule. Heaven has a purpose. Heaven has a blueprint. Heaven has a process. Have you submitted your schedule to the Lord? Just to say, Lord, I want to reschedule. Thought you were going to do this, but let's reschedule, Lord. I thought you were going to heal Lazarus, but hey, if you want to raise him from the dead, let's go to the tomb. Let's reschedule. I'll roll the stone. Yeah, I've been disappointed. I've been depressed. I've been stressed out. But let's reschedule. I've been confused, but I've been trying to control the timing. And you've been calling me to trust you. So I receive power. Lift your hands. I receive power. I receive power. I receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on me. And I'm going to be a witness wherever I go. Father, I thank you in this moment for the unschedulable, God help me say it. That's what happens when you make up a word, you mess up your prayer. The unschedulable blessings that are coming to your people all over the world. The unschedulable blessings, the testimonies that are coming because you are an unschedulable God. You give a 100-year-old man a baby. You can bless us behind schedule. At the same time, you can be interrupted by a woman with the issue of blood. You can bless us ahead of schedule. You can do anything because you're God. You can prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. You don't even have to get rid of the problem to bless us. You're unschedulable. It's not for us to know the time. We can't control anything. We can't even control our kids' little league schedule. We certainly can't control how things unfold in our life, so we're just gonna wait. Not because we're lazy, just because we know you love us. Some of the best stuff that God will do in your life will not be on your schedule. Brandon, I was in your neck of the woods on Sullivan's Island in 2016 on vacation. It's a beautiful place. I love going there with the family. And Holly wanted us to go to some farmer's market at Sullivan's Island. And she somehow conned me into going with them. And you'll remember the girl, Addie Mae, who came over. And do you remember her? Do you remember? She had that, she had cupcakes and pastries and stuff. And she said she listened to the podcast and could we get a picture together? And I had my hat on and my sunglasses. She was like, I thought that was you. I thought I recognized you. And she was so kind and nice. And then she said, you know what? My pastor's going to be jealous that I met you. She said, he invited you to speak at our church. And this week, we're having convocation at our church and holy convocation. And they invited you to come speak, and your office said you couldn't come because you were on vacation with your family. And I said, well, it's exactly what you're seeing here. You will be witnesses. She said, okay. And she brought over a box of sugar for my kids so that they could be crack addicts all night, which I greatly appreciated. Thanks for taking a picture. Let me dope up your kids on sugar as a way of saying thank you. Appreciate your ministry. And she said, she said, I just talked to my pastor again. He told me to make sure to invite you to come to convocation. I said, no, Addie Mae. I said, vacation. Not, no con, con. You know, sometimes God will con you, right? I don't mean he'll trick you because he's deceptive. He's impeccable, remember. But sometimes you will think that you're going to the farmer's market. But God, who he just knows the future. And you have to know that about him. He knows the future. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. So now, don't you want the one who knows the future to set the schedule? Don't you want him to bring the right people into your life? Don't you want him to get the wrong ones out? Shout over the second one. The second one's one to shout about too. Don't you want him to open the doors, the one who knows the future? Don't you want him to close some too? So it's just, you know, a normal afternoon. She said, you should come to convocation. I said, uh-huh. Sounds good. Now I'm trying to find a way to end the conversation. Now that this conversation went to convocation, I was trying to have a vacation. she said, we've got great speakers. And she named a bunch of people I didn't know. And then she said one for one of the nights that I did know, and I always wanted to hear him preach. I said, huh, suddenly got interested. And I thought, well, I'm still not gonna go, but let me at least write it down. You know, maybe they have a live stream or something, I can watch him preach. Maybe I could have lunch with him. Maybe I could skip church and meet him if he's coming this way. You know, church is just right down the road. And she gave me the cupcakes for my kids. And she wrote down the name of the church and the date of the thing for convocation. And I didn't think much about it. I asked Jess, who's my assistant, to say, reach out to this preacher. He's coming to this church on this night and just see if we can say hello. We've talked a few times, but I never really got to meet him. It'd be good. And she hit me back and said, yeah, he wants to do it. He wants to meet with you. And the next week rolled around and I'd kind of forgot. I was in my vacation flow. You know, limited showers, no shaving or anything like that. And I was like, oh, this is the day I'm going to meet with the pastor. And Jess texted me. She's like, by the way, so-and-so had to cancel. He had emergency back surgery. He can't come. And you know how sometimes you'll get an idea and it's not God? And you're like, I rebuke you, devil. I'm not doing that. And then sometimes you get an idea and you will try to rebuke it and it remains. And the more you think about it, you're like, I think this might be what God wants me to do. Something inside of me, I believe it was the Holy Spirit. Because I don't think the Holy Spirit just gets you to speak in tongues. I think it gets you to take steps and do simple things. You better hear me. It's not always something sensational. It can be very simple how the Spirit can guide you. And this is what the unschedulable God did, okay? He spoke to me just in a kind of an impression. Call the church and offer to fill in for the preacher. I said, Lord, that's creepy. Hey, you want me to come over and preach for you? I could come preach for you. I'm over here just wanting to preach. I got my Bible. You know, I got a little Bible scripture I could come preach. I'm not calling the church. And the Lord said, you were the one they wanted on that night. They couldn't get you because you were on vacation. Now call the church. I said, Lord, she didn't write down the number. The Lord spoke to me very powerfully. He said, Google. He's very practical, right? You're asking God for all kinds of big stuff. God just wants you to do practical things sometimes. I called and it rang like 6 times and nobody answered. I said, thank you, Lord. 6 is the number of man and, you know. And before the 7th ring, no kidding. And I remember, man, I'm in my, I don't have a shirt on. I don't have shoes on. I don't have church clothes. I'm so glad. It's 3 in the afternoon. I'm like, okay, Lord, it was like a ram in the bush. Like, you remember when he called Abraham and he said, sacrifice Isaac. Just kidding. Sacrifice the ram. I'm like, oh, cool. This is like one of those deals. And after the 6th ring, the man picks up, says the name of the church. And I said, it's called to speak to the pastor. Pastor so-and-so. I said, he's not available. Can I take a message? I said, oh, no, I don't want to bother him. He said, no, the pastor would want you to leave a message. I'm like, okay, all right. My name's Stephen Furley. I met a girl named Addie Mae. She gave my kids cupcakes at the farmer's market. She said there was convocation. I don't know the name of your church. I don't know your pastor. I've never met him before. Never even heard of him before. But they said they want me to come preach, and I'm 30 minutes down the road, and I'll come preach tonight. Just tell him that. He said, I'll tell him. And then here comes the call back 5 minutes later. He was crying. The pastor was crying. He said, I'm sorry we missed your call. We were in prayer meeting. We were praying God would give us a speaker for tonight. I had 3 funerals this week. See, funerals don't schedule themselves. Funerals will come right in the middle of convocation. He said, I'm so out of energy. I was going to preach, but I'm dry. And we were praying. He said, did you know that you're the first person that we asked? The one we were having was going to be the second choice. Do you know that we asked you first? I said, yeah, Addie Mae told me. That's crazy. I said, this is the weirdest thing. I never invite myself to preach anywhere. I don't even invite myself over to people's houses, let alone to people's pulpits. but man, do you want me to come? He said, yes, before I even got. He said, you'll come? I said, I will. I said, but I don't have convocation clothes. I said, and really the dressiest thing I have is some pirate black Yeezys. And he said, I'll wear my Yeezys too. We'll both wear our Yeezys. You'll come preach? And I went out that night. Convocation. You hear me? I thought I was going to the farmer's market. Do you know what I mean? I thought I was just doing, you don't know what heaven has scheduled. And some of the best stuff doesn't come when you say, okay, well, this is where it's gonna be. Your kids might not turn out like you wanted them to. God might do something better on a different schedule. Right? Train up a child in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. How old, Lord? He said, let me set the schedule. Some of the stuff I'm going to lead them through at age 17, I'm going to use it until they're 70. You let me set the schedule. You train, you obey, you show up. Look, that convocation that night, I did not know this until this year, but the pastor, who was just a delightful guy, we had the best night. I mean the best night. And his son was leading worship on the worship team. He said, that's my son. He was proud. I was like, oh, he's amazing. What an amazing. It was your friend Chandler Moore. Yeah. Yeah. It was your friend. Now, me and him have been writing songs with Chris. And you know what's funny? You told me one time, and can I share this publicly? That when I was coming to preach at a church one time, he said I walked over. Brendan said I walked over and said to him, God's going to use you. In a great way. You're handsome.
Good hair.
You got good hair. You're handsome. I'm real spiritual, you know. Man looks at the outward appearance. That's my job. God looks at the heart, not me. I can't see your heart. See your hair. I said, the Lord's going to use you or something. You told me. I didn't even know that. He said he was 16. God's got your kids. His dad's a great man of God. And I didn't even know who your dad was. Your dad was somebody whose leadership book I read. I didn't know any of that. Wasn't on my schedule to stop by. You know, before I was preaching, I think we were at Pastor Greg Surratt's church. Shout out Seacoast Church. You know, I wasn't on my itinerary. Stop by and encourage Samson on your way up to the pulpit. Wasn't on my schedule. Some of the best stuff in some of the blessings God said to tell you, get ready for the unschedulable blessing. Come on, spell it in the chat. If you're still with me, I've been preaching way longer than normal. But if you're ready for an unschedulable blessing, come on, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm here for it. I'm waiting for the gift. I'm waiting for the gift. God, you give me the direction. I give you the details. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.